Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: عرفت الله سبحانه بفسخ العزائم وحل العقود ونقض الهمم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, I came to know Allah the Glorified through the breaking of determinations, change of intentions, and losing of courage.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, one of the most beautiful aspects of this universal persona is this idea of observing one's promises and guarantees. Now, this might seem like it's a very inconsequential thing, and it might seem like it's not really a big deal, but a lot of the pillars and foundations of society, at least a utopian society, are built upon and based upon this observance of promises and this observance of one's guarantees. And so throughout His Eminence's life, the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, observed his promises and he kept his guarantees. You find in many of the sayings how Imam Ali alayhi salam constantly speaks about how one needs to fulfill their promises, and even up to a certain point where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that a part of an individual's faith is the fulfillment of a promise. Now, again, it seems like such a small thing. You know, what difference does it make if an individual doesn't keep their promise? Well, as we said, the keeping of a promise is something which is integral to a tranquil, peaceful, and utopian society. If people were to not keep their promises, you would have total chaos. And in societies, you know, who don't have Islam as a fundamental basis, and in turn you find that people don't keep their promises, or in societies where Islam is absent from the scene, there's no Islamic values in the society, and people don't keep their promises, that is utter chaos. And how can you trust anybody in a society where people don't keep their promises? How can society move forwards if they are not able to rely upon the guarantees that they give one another? It will be total chaos. And so we have to abide by our promises, not just in a very religious and spiritual and Islamic sense, because that is our first and foremost purpose and intention and niyyah, is that, well, Islam has taught us to abide by our promises, even if it seems like breaking a promise is to our benefit. Now, I kind of want to just add this here, that breaking a promise is never in our benefit, right? Otherwise, it would have been stated, you know, keep your promises unless, you know, keep your promises except for. You know, you should keep your promise, right? Again, we should keep our promises and our guarantees. It comes down to our word and the value of our word. And of course, keeping a promise, it becomes difficult when challenges are faced. And it is when challenges are faced that the importance of keeping a promise is really seen by an individual. And so we have to keep our promises in our life. If we tell somebody we're going to pay them back, we need to pay them back. If we tell somebody we're going to do something, we need to do something, whatever that is, right? If we promise the Almighty Allah that we are going to do something or we're not going to do something, well, you know, we need to abide by those promises. And it is only when we abide by our oath and we abide by our promises and we fulfill our vows and guarantees with one another that on a societal level we are going to find peace and tranquility, but also between us and Allah, for following the Almighty Allah and following the commands of the Almighty Allah is the ultimate promise which must be fulfilled. A very profound, comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of his prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto him and used his discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember thee and invoke thee. Let me be in love with thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying thee.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
It must have been very important for Ali to make wasiyyat and address it to all. This was not the normal wasiyyat that a person makes about himself and his family and what is to be done with my estate after I pass away. This is a wasiyyat which has been included in Nahj al-Balagha by Sayyid Razi in the third section of the book, part of, you know, the short sayings. This is number 47. You know, maybe it came to us 1400 years after that, but he is talking to us, and there he mentions advice is for us. Number one, the foundation of everything. Usikum bitaqwa Allah. The consciousness and the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After taqwa, he doesn't talk about what we consider to be normally religious matters. He talks about the matters of community. Immediately after taqwa, he says, وَنَزْمِ أَمْرِكُمْ. Make sure that your affairs are all organized. And number three, وَصَلَاةِ ذَاتِ بَيْنَكُمْ. And remember that you have to maintain the ties among yourselves. Because I have heard your grandfather saying that to maintaining the ties and having peaceful relationship with one another is better than general prayers and fasting. Then he says, Allah, Allah fil aytam. He says, I remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the orphans. فَلَا تُغِبُّ أَفْوَاهُمْ وَلَا يَضِيعُوا بِحَضْرَتِكُمْ. Make sure that they do not pass their time hungry while they are among you. And it shouldn't be that they are lost in your presence. Considering the orphan should be to be the most weak element in the society.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.